The Troika embassies expressed grave concern over the killing of more than 20 residents, as well as other acts of violence, in Kajo-Keji County in central Equatoria. We express our deepest condolences to the families of the victims.
That's Colin Machado, acting public affairs officer at the U.S. Embassy in Juba, in pre-recorded audio provided to South Sudan in Focus by the embassy. Machado says the government should quick fine and arrest the perpetrators of the killings in Kajo-Keji. County officials said 21 people were killed and 2 others injured when suspected armed Dinka Boer cattle keepers from Jonglei State's Boer County were grazing the animals in Kajo-Keji and attacked several villages. Authorities said their herders savagely murdered unarmed civilians after unknown gunmen attacked their camps hours earlier, killing 6 herders as well as nearly 50 head of cattle. Machado says the Troika wants South Sudanese national authorities to take action as soon as possible to protect civilians.
We call on the transitional government to urgently identify and hold accountable those responsible for these deaths. Leaders need to act to address the underlying causes of this violence to prevent further loss of life.
In a statement released on Monday, Norway, the UK and US also called on South Sudanese groups and communities to refrain from violence and use peaceful means to resolve their differences. UNMISS Chief Nicholas Haysom called the violence unacceptable. Urged South Sudanese authorities to heed the Pope's message of peace and also said the perpetrators should be arrested. UNMISS said at least 2,000 people were displaced after the Kajo-Keji violence. The UN says it documented at least 45 deaths of unarmed civilians in Kajo-Keji and in other areas of South Sudan. At the end of Pope Francis' visit, President Salva Kiir condemned the Kajo-Keji violence and said he is saddened to see innocent people dying in what he called senseless bloodshed. He also reiterated his order for cattle herders to return to their places of origin. For VOA News, I am Deng Gaiding in Juba.